The current spoiler warning level is leaf green.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of leaf green. We're talking Machine from 0079, First Gundam, and a whole lot of variants spanning everything from spin-off mangas, Gearin's Greed, MSV, other spin-offs, AOZ. There's a little bit of talk of Machines from Build Fighters, but specifically from Build Fighters spin-offs and in ways that is not at all spoilery. So it is a whole range of stuff, but I don't think any of it is at all spoilery for a GGP listener. So please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to Mechanista NG, where we're an enemy of sprues. I'm 6.mar from Scanline Media.
I think sprues are nice.
Clean them up.
Oh, like the nubs from the sprues, right.
Yes, when you've got leftover sprues on your kit, you just clean them up. And, you know, listen, if you don't, you're valid. The first gunpla I ever built was the original HG, the original HG Charis Zaku 2, which I didn't have clippers back then, so I used a pair of Fisker's scissors. It looked like shit.
Yep. One of my first kits when I was a kid was my uncle's, I don't know where they even got it from, but they had got, the high-grade, or no-grade, I should say. This is the 1/144th Death Scythe from the, 90s.
Sure.
And that thing was, let's see, it was like safety scissors and, which ironically enough, cutting them with safety scissors because, can't give the child actual scissors. Now I have these giant, plastic, nub marks all over it that are, if I were to rub my hand against it, would cut me open because, they're really bad. And also I colored, because the beam wasn't colored on the scythe, colored that green with a Sharpie.
Well, good work.
Yep, that was before I was even into Gundam, really. I didn't even get all that into Wing. It's so funny to think of me as a person who wasn't always into robots, but, no, I've only really been, a Gundam fan since, 2011, which, in reality, I guess that is 10 years ago now, fuck. But also...
Yeah, you are, old.
I don't like thinking about it. Anyway, you know what I like thinking about? Let's roll some dice.
Sure. We could do that. Or
I could hear the or. What is
we
it?
We could also just talk about the gym.
You want to talk about the gym? I mean, we could just talk about the gym.
Let's just talk about the gym.
All right. That's fine. The RGM 79 gym, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
All right. Okay, sure. That's fine.
It's gym time, because right. I've been doing a lot of thinking about the gym recently.
Fair enough. Still playing GBO2, I take it.
I'm still playing GBO2, but I also we'll get into it. But the gym is a machine that got cheated.
Well, I guess you'll elaborate. Okay, I was going to ask you to do that now, but... All right. Well, let's talk about the RGM 79 gym. So, the gym. This is the Federation's first mass production mobile suit. I'm going to use that. There are technically other examples. I don't care. Especially because some of them are from things that don't matter to me. Anyway, the gym. This is the... First mass production mobile suit used by the Federation.
We don't have an official translation for a gym, an official what it stands for.
Yeah, it's spelled people, like GM, but
yeah, people tend to assume the RGM is for Renpo, which is Federation Gundam mass production. Is sort of what people assume.
Yep. That sounds about right. And I mean that is kind of what this is. Is what if we mass produce the Gundam? So. starting with this design, with the head, we have the first appearance of what is iconic. Well, not the first appearance of an iconic visor, actually, because I guess the gun cannon has that. But the Jim's head has a visor eye. You know, it doesn't have, you know, two eyes like a human would. It doesn't have, like, a mono eye in the way that, like, a lot of Zeon suits have. What it has is just a screen, like, almost like, you know, just like a helmet screen. Do you have two Vulcans, a Mohawk camera? The original Jim is pretty simple, though, because the only real detail in the head besides, like, what I mentioned is you've got, like, a little mouthpiece almost in the middle, bottom, and then you have, like, two little circular parts, like, on the quote-unquote ears, which I think tend to be, usually in, like, model depictions, this is how they reload Vulcans, is they pop those open, and that's, you know, where you go and reload them. Like a little maintenance hatch. Moving on to the torso, you've got a collar, like a you know, like popped collar area where the neck is connected to, alongside having two chest vents. And I mean, it's basically an RX-78-2 torso is the thing. You know, other than the colors just being a different color scheme, but I mean, this is basically just the Gundam's torso. Oh, and I guess the chest, where the cockpit hatches, is just, like, it's just colored black, like, detail-wise on this. I think it depends on who's drawing it. Some people draw it, like, how the Gundam has the multiple sections, and then others just draw it where, you know, it's just dipped in there, and there's just, like, one, you know, it's just, like, one piece. Like, you can see an Izubuchi, I guess that's actually a Fukuchi illustration, like in the gallery on the wiki, right? Where you can see, like, he just kind of draws it so it's just like a black inlaid piece.
Sure, yeah.
But anyway, basically just a fancy Gundam torso. I guess less fancy in a way. It has less colors. I think it looks fancy because it's red, though, for the primary, like, pectoral area.
I mean, for a grunt, it is assertive.
Yeah. The shoulders are also red. The shoulders are just the squared off Gundam type shoulders, especially like when you're looking at the 0079 art. You know, the arms very plain, to the point where, you know, this is 0079 art, so there's not even joints drawn on this. Moving to the waist, the funniest feature of the gym is, so we talked about how on like the Gundam, right, like the skirts used to not move. Like the idea of like those being skirts is kind of a later thing. But the Gundam still has, like, kind of, like, a shorts aesthetic, I guess, with it. You could still see. This is more like a diaper.
Yeah, people call the Gundam one the diaper, but that's just because they're not thinking about how the Jim is truly a diaper.
Yeah, the Gundam is more shorts. This is, like, a giant diaper block. And it's actually really funny seeing, like, with modern models, what they sometimes do with this. Like, you know, sometimes they just split the waist, right? Some people, when they draw a Jim, they'll just draw it with the split waist, like in the modern style. The Master Grade 2.0 kit actually comes with pieces for both. And the way it does it is, it's almost like the that front skirt armor is just like, it's two big pieces, but you can actually like rotate the leg and like it moves them like it was a skirt armor though. But of course, in this original art, it's just one big piece for the entire waist.
There's also I don't know if I should go over it now, but there's also the redesign they did for Gundam Evolve, which is pretty slick.
Gundam Evolve is its own whole weird thing with like these 0079 suits, because they're done in what I would describe as like almost like a sort of between 00 and or Seed and 00-esque style.
Yeah, you look at this gym and it definitely looks like it's from the Xeo lineage in a weird way.
Yeah, it's weird.
I like it though, but
yeah. And then moving on, the legs, very simple legs. Again, they are designed to look very similar to the Gundam's legs, though the knees are less fancy. Doesn't have like the little vents or anything, or cutouts. And then you've got the ankle armor and the feet. Finally, going to the backpack. Again, it is designed basically like the Gundam backpack, but instead of having two beam sabers, it only has one beam saber.
Because, and let me ask you a question. How many times did the Gundam use two beam sabers?
Not often.
Though I do think it is kind of silly that it has it on the side where the shield is.
Yeah, because that doesn't feel like the arm that's going to grab it. It feels like the right arm would be grabbing it.
And I mean, then, I'm sure there are left-handed pilots and everything, but...
Well, yeah, but...
You know. Yeah, I wonder if it's swappable. I mean, it looks like just a single piece. You could probably just move it.
Probably is, yeah. Then for armaments, we actually have quite a bit to talk about, but we'll talk about the ones seen in First Gundam first. The Beam Saber, as mentioned. Then we have the shield, which is just the Gundam shield, basically. Sometimes they remove the cross on it to make it like less fancy, and sometimes the cross is just left there. Just depends on who's drawing it. And then finally, we have the Beam Spray Gun, as it is named, which is a weird weapon because it is never consistently depicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, just to go into the Beam Spray Gun. So, here's the thing, right? We've talked about the Gundam, and the Gundam's beam rifle is really overtuned, is the thing. It is a battleship beam cannon given to a mobile suit, and there's nothing that's going to be able to defend against it. So, like, you know, barring Big Zam. But, you know, like, the Gundam's beam rifle is, like, basically an overtuned thing. So, with what is, you know, essentially a mass-production Gundam, they instead give it the beam spray gun, which is just a small little, almost like a pistol. Now, funny thing is, I see the wiki has modified this entry to talk about it with its firing modes, because here's the thing. It's called a beam spray gun, and that name has sometimes caused some interesting depictions of it. Obviously, in the first show, it fires beams, right? It just fires beams like everything else. A lot of the ways the beams are depicted in 0079, like the show, are, you know, it's a beam. It's a pink beam. You know, the same way they would draw a pink beam firing out of the ball's cannon on top of the head. That's just how it was drawn. Some later works, though, do talk about things like, oh, it's called a spray gun, though, because it can actually have, like, a widened area that, basically, you know, is, like, almost like a shotgun. And there's been a couple of other, it mentions here, like, an area suppression burst shot with a widened beam focus and then a range shot with the ability to cause damage. Basically, it really just depends. Like, in some video games, including 0081, for the PS3, the way they depict it is as the shotgun. But if you charge it, if I remember right, I think if you charge it, it just fires a beam. But like if you just rapid fire it, it almost just fires like a shotgun spray effect. Most games just go with making it a weak beam.
Yeah, I feel like I don't buy the... I think I understand people being like, I want to make this more interesting, and so I'm going to use the name as a basis for doing that. But it's just a little beam pistol. It's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's like the one weird thing. Other armaments that are listed here are armaments that also will apply to some of the variants, but I may as well go over them here. We can see it depicted with the usual Federation-style 100mm machine gun, which is just, it's like a sort of boxy machine gun that has a foldable stock. It's like the one that you see in, 8th MS team and stuff, you know, it's... Pretty common. It's just that's the machine gun that they give to things in the 1 year war that belong to the Federation.
Strongly trying to evoke like World War II, like American submachine guns with its aesthetic.
Especially like that weird stock design where it's just like the two rails that pop back. It can use a hyper bazooka. It's just like the Gundam's hyper bazooka. It's, you know, fancy hyper bazooka. There are missile launchers, which again, something very that you'll know if you look at the ground gym. But the missile launcher it's got like six barrels basically, and it's almost like you have how to describe this. Like the barrels, there's two tubes per thing, and you have like three sections like that. So you know, left or right in a top section, and those each have two missiles. Again, that's like a 8th MS team thing. There's the 90mm bullpup machine gun. This is the one that we see in 0080, more in the pocket. This is like what some of the gyms in that will use, where it's like the Gym Sniper 2, for instance, like in models and stuff, is sometimes shown with this. It's, you know, it's a machine gun with like a top loaded bullpup style, reload.
I mean, yeah, I got a Gym Command MG and it came with this one.
So, yeah, the Gym Command as well has that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Cold District has its own weird...
The Cold District has its own thing. We'll get to talk about that when we talk about the Cold Districts. So.
Yeah, because there's a lot of gym variants, so...
Yes.
then some of these I don't even want to go over, like the sniper rifle. We'll talk about that when we talk about the Gem Sniper 2, because that's the the one that they mentioned here, the 75mm is the same one. We'll talk about the 180mm cannon, I guess, because we've talked about it before, but, you know, it's the big foldy cannon. It's fucking cool. Just like a big artillery cannon. There's the 380mm rocket launcher. This is the one that is used on the ground type as well, or by, like, the ground Gundam, etc. It's just that same one. This thing can basically use all the same things that the ground Gundam uses, other than, like, we never see it using the ground Gundam beam rifle.
See it using a different beam rifle.
Yes, the prototype beam rifle. This is used in Rise from the Ashes for the Dreamcast. This is a ridiculously strong beam rifle that is used to shoot down a Gaw. It is not like a... It is a prototype beam rifle that is hooked into like a generator and stuff separately. It is basically just, we wanted to shoot down a Gaw and we have gems, so we're going to use you to do this. Yeah. There's also a couple other types of shields. Besides like the normal big shield, there's also like the, again, 8th MS team style, like short shield where it has like the little kind of bunkers on the front of it so that you can put it in the ground and like put the 180mm on top of it. Use that as like a bipod, like an improvised one. But yep, so lots of equipment on the gym.
Also, it can equip the Corvette booster.
Yes, the Corvette booster. Right, okay, this is the one that's... Is this one used with the gym intercept as well? No, that's a different booster, right. Forgot there's multiple booster type gyms. So the Corvette booster originally appeared in MSX. MSX being the design series that had some of the designs that were planned to be in the show. Not everything in it, but some of the things in it were planned to be in the show and just weren't because, you know, the episodes were cut. And the Corvette booster is basically like a way for the gym to actually like fly on Earth. It's like a subflight system, but instead of riding on top of it, like the way like a goof does, it's like worn on the upper body, like over the, like kind of around the head, basically. I can't really see how this connects is the thing. It looks like it just kind of shoves its head through the hole and just holds on for dear life.
Yeah, it does look like that. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, but, yeah. The Corvette booster is cool enough. And then besides
it's kind of
that,
like it's wearing a what's it called?
Like
shit.
A poncho?
No, like the thing that they all
poncho?
Ride.
A thing that they all ride.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
like
the
base jabber type thing.
Yeah, it's base jabber. It's like it's wearing a base jabber. There we go. Thank you. God, my brain just could not get there.
Yeah. The Corvette booster is a weird piece of equipment for it. But, you know, it's neat. So, the gym. The gym is basically the only thing besides the ball that we get to see the Federation use in 0079 that isn't related to, like, the white base crew. You know, not including, like, support vehicles. This is the only, like, mobile suit we get to see, though. It doesn't necessarily get the best showing.
No, but it also, I mean, like...
It's not bad.
No, I mean, like, if you look at, like, its stats and stuff, I mean, it's better than the Zaku.
Yeah.
It just is. It's just that by the time they're bringing it out, I mean, like, when they first bring it out, honestly, by the numbers, it should be doing fine. It just happens to be up against, like, Shard Zagok, and get the iconic punch through. But they keep using them later in the war, and by that point, Zeon is moving on from the Zaku.
Yeah. They're using, like, the DOMs and whatnot, and, it's, and again, we see at, like, Abo Aku, like, there are gems that do things, and also a lot of gems that get destroyed, you know? But, yeah, like, the gem is, it's interesting, because it definitely is just, like, I feel like originally, right, that it does feel very much like, okay, we need the good guys to have, like, their own mobile suit, but we don't want to make it too exciting, so we don't want to draw, like, away from the heroes in a way, you know? Just in terms of its design, like, because it's just basically, in some ways, it's just evoking kind of a toned-down Gundam. But over time, obviously, like most grunts in Gundam, the gym gets a lot of fans, and a lot of designers start making a lot of gym variants, and we'll get into those. But what did you want to talk about with the gym specifically, with it getting, like, you know, its reputation and whatnot?
I mean, it's kind of with the 2 and 3, but I can say it now, which is basically that, like, I mean, going forward, the RGM line continues, but the Gym 2 and 3 are such utter letdowns of machines.
Fair.
And, like, and then they don't try again anymore. There's no Gym 4, right? Like, once you get to, you know, like, later series, they're still making RGMs, but they've dropped the gym name. They've abandoned it. You're getting stuff like the Jetta and the Jesta and stuff.
And the Jigen. Wait, is the Jigen RGM still? I can't remember.
Yes, it is.
It's RGM 93.
Yes, I mean, like, there's a straight lineage of Jetta to Jigen to Jesta. And, like, I like some of those machines. I just am bitter that they abandoned the gym name.
That's fair enough. So, yeah, I'm trying to think. I guess the thing is, though, right, like, thinking on when they abandoned the name, the Jigen is a significant departure in terms of design from, like, the gym.
You're not wrong, but, like, I mean, show me, like, a Zaku 1 versus a Zaku 4. They're fucking,
you know,
different.
Fair enough. All right. Oh god, there's so many fucking variants, so I'm trying to think how to start. So some of these I think I might want to dodge for now. Because they're not really I'm annoyed by things here. Well, here's one that we can talk about real quick. The RGM 79E gym early type. Which is very funny. So this is a gym that pops up in 8th MS team. At the beginning, I believe it's Sanders is piloting it, right?
I think that's right, yes.
And this is, like, supposed to be, like, a pre-production gym, which is really funny because this is Hajime Katoki doing a gym in the 90s, so it looks much more detailed than a normal gym. You know, You've got, like, the shoulders with, like, the multiple segments and the thruster on the outside. You know, there's actual joints drawn on this. It's not wearing a diaper. I like the head shape a lot on it, which the thing is, though, this is just how Katoki tends to draw the head on the gym. Like, you know, there's a version of it drawn by him on, like, the main page that, like, has this kind of head, but also has, like, the thrusters on the, or the little thrusters on the backpack, like the gym command and whatnot. Like, he just likes drawing the gym in fancy ways. But this is supposed to be an early type gym to gather data. It has a machine gun, a beam saber, and head Vulcans. It gets destroyed, if I remember right. It gets pretty destroyed.
Yeah, it gets pretty beat to shit.
Because it fights the Zaku that Aina is piloting, which is the cool, fancy, high-mobility Zaku that she has in that bit. That's basically a Dom, but a Zaku. Yeah. So there's technically a gym that beats the gym in terms of lineage, but, you know. Some of these are from, like, side thing, like, you know, Gunpla things, and it's like, I don't want to talk about that because it's not quite the same. So, I guess we'll go to variants first rather than developed into anyway, because, you know, variants kind of is more of a side grade, whereas developed into implies more of an upgrade. So I guess we'll talk about the gym. Oh, no. Well, the first one's kind of a joke one because it's from a comedy manga, but the gym underground combat type.
I mean,
didn't expect
here
to see a Blaster Mari thing on one of these, but I guess it's got drill arms. It's dumb. It's a gag manga. Moving on. The hell is this?
It also has a searchlight on its forehead cam because it's underground, I guess.
The next machine on the list is also wrong because, whatever. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about this and we'll talk about another gym on this list, I guess. So there is the Fagener gym. I cannot pronounce that. That's it's the captured gym.
Gefagener.
It's German for prisoner or captive. It's a captured gym that is used by Zeon. This is like a blanket thing though, because like there's one of these in MS era which looks different than like the version in other things. It's just the idea that Zeon captured a gym, and being that this is being done by, I presume, Izubuchi for the one illustration for MS era. He loves his German and adding even more German iconography to Zeon. So, you know.
But you get some cool variants, like you get one from Gundam Legacy that has like a Zaku shoulder and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, there's some cool details. Yeah,
and then you
this.
Have like the you have like the ones using like just like the Zeon color scheme of like making it like the green instead and mm-hmm. so on.
Or like also the ones that don't have beam sabers anymore because apparently they were lost in the capture, so they just have big knives.
It's pretty good. But yeah, so...
And from there, since this is... I think this is a one-off. Should we go, like... I know it's a little out of the way. Should we dip into the Kamouf?
Yeah, let's just talk about the Kamouf. The Kamouf is a funny unit. It's from an Igloo manga. It doesn't pop up in Igloo animation, so I'm not considering this a spoiler. The GM Kamouf is basically... They captured a gym... Or, they didn't even capture a gym. That's not even really the right way to put it. This is more of a Zaku that got turned into a gym. So, basically, I think the idea with this is to make it from a distance and to make, like, a computer on a mobile suit, like the IFF, think that the gym Kamouf is a friendly unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to look like a gym from a distance. But this is a Zaku. It's, you know, there's a mono eye hiding in a gym head. It's got, like, you know, extra tubes on the backpack. It's got... Like, the round, more rounded parts that you expect from, like, a Zaku-type mobile suit. Mm-hmm. The shoulder armor doesn't actually have rear shoulder armor, which is really funny. I don't know why it's designed in such a janky way. I believe that's a fake beam saber.
Yes, it is. It's just a piece of metal. I mean,
yeah.
the thing that they said is this is designed not just for tricking IFF, but also for false flag operations, where you can do shit and then say that, you know, well, clearly a gym did it, so that was the Federation.
Yeah. The funniest feature of it being that it's janky shield that has a cross on it, but it is just riveted in, like, instead of being, like, a 3D Federation-style, like, cross, which, that's always the most amusing detail to me.
It just looks like it's holding like a coffin.
Yeah. It also has, like, a Zaku machine gun, but, like, they've changed the way that it loads the ammo so it doesn't use, like, the drum, and instead it's, like, a really long stick magazine.
To make it a little less identifiable, yeah.
Yeah, to make it, like, look less like it's just using that. Yeah, this pops up in a lot of, like, side things. So, clearly, either capturing gyms or making your things look like gyms seems to be a popular idea on Zeon, in, you know, for side stories, but, Alright, actual gym version now. We talked about this one earlier, and it's first on the list, so this is why it's coming here. The Gym Cold Districts type. This thing rules. I like this gym a lot.
It's very cool.
What we have done for the Gym Cold Districts type, so the Gym Cold Districts now has basically just extra detail on the head. Like, the mohawk is more pronounced, it has an antenna on the right side, like, around the little mouth, you have two, like, red vents. I really like the way these look. The torso, now you have a set of, as Izuguchi loves to do with these designs, a second set of, like, vents around the collar,
mm-hmm.
as well as, like, the chest vents. The armor on the torso in general looks kind of beefier, more substantial. The shoulders are almost, they're weird because they're tall, right? Like, a lot of the shoulders... for gyms tend to be square, but these ones are kind of tall. And they have, like, a little thruster on the side. This also has a thing that comes up on a couple other Izuguchi gyms that we'll be talking about. It has the elbow pads that I love.
Mm-hmm. They're very good.
Just these big elbow pieces that are just basically just, yeah, they're just elbow pads that protect part of the joint, I guess. I like how they look. Izuguchi has moved it to having a separated skirt with, So instead of having the normal, like, inlaid, you know, like, Gundam, like, red crotch area, this one just has, like, a flat panel, which is, just looks different than what you expect, because usually, like, those kind of dip inward, and on this, it's just, like, a big red panel with a V on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, just pretty standard legs. The legs are basically gym legs, but you do have a little bit more detail, like, near the ankle armor, where you have, like, these two, like, little riveted pieces on the front, which is neat.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a thruster added to the back of the calves. And then the backpack is the gym backpack, but has doubled the thrusters. And I actually really like when they do like the four thrusters in the backpack like that. I just think it looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Looks cooler than having two.
It does.
The weapon that this uses that's different is, so it has a side-loaded machine gun that also has a grenade on the underside. And the grenade is very obvious because it's just a big red grenade.
It's really fun. I mean, like, obviously, underbarrel grenades were not really a thing in World War II, but this is Izabuchi Izabuchiing, right? This is a Sten.
Yeah.
This is just a British World War II machine gun.
Yep. Yeah, very much so. And then it has a different shield. It's using one of the crossless models of the shield. And finally, so in terms of what this is meant to do, it's meant to go in. It's basically a gem that is meant to perform in cold climates, as the name implies. It also has more thruster power and maneuverability. The idea is it's supposed to be fighting against DOMs, is kind of the thing. Like, it doesn't move maybe as quick as a DOM does, but, you know, a DOM can work in, like, any condition due to the way the hover units work, right? Mm-hmm. Like, snow isn't a thing for the DOMs, so this is, like, supposed to kind of be like, oh, well, we have to make something with, like, an improved output so that it works right.
It also has, like, really good, I mean, that's that antenna on the head and stuff, it has really good communication capabilities, so that's nice for a gym pilot to be able to talk to someone and be like, hey, I'm dying. And they'd be like, well,
yeah, because these don't get a good showing at all. These get fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny that they're like, ah, yeah, they have, like, they're tuned and upgraded, and we mostly watch these things get absolutely slaughtered by the amphibious mobile suits at the start of 0080, so... I mean, the Hygog is really cool, so I can't complain too much about it.
Also, I mean, who got the last laugh, right? Sure, got worked, and the Hygog's worked it in 0080. Load up any 250 value game in GBO2. How many Cold Districts gyms are you going to see? At least two.
Yeah. If I'm remembering right, it's because their machine gun is bizarre and fire has, like, a ridiculous fire.
Yeah, it fires real fast. It's got crazy DPS.
Bizarre. I don't play a ton of GBO2 other than, like, occasionally logging in to do free draws. That's how I ended up with Quest's Yagdoga last week. But
it's so cool.
It is cool. The thing is, I like that they've been adding all these things. Anyway, next gym to talk about is the Gym Land Combat type. This is from MMSV, and this one's kind of fun. So this one is a gym that is wearing a lot of external armor. So
it's like a full armor Gundam, only it's like it's a gym, and it's like a half armor Gundam.
Yeah. So like, okay. So the additions to the gym. The head is pretty much the classic gym head, but with an antenna, and then on the sides. It has this, like, big bolted-on, like, green armor. Like, it looks clearly... Like, all the green armor on this looks very, like, bolted-on. You know, it has, like, the full armor aesthetic. Also, he adds a yellow rim to the rear of the Mohawk for some reason. This is MMSV, so this is Okawara just in his full I love doing little details mode. coming off of, like, F91 and, like, the F91 side stories. You've got, like... You know, if you look at, like, the armor, right, you've got, like, the little thruster cutouts everywhere with, like, the yellow. The armor on the chest is pretty cool looking, actually, though, because it has, like, if you look above the chest vents, it's got these two little, like, red dots that I presume might be camera-related? Because I can't think of what else they would be?
Yeah, you're probably right.
The shoulder armor is the square shoulder armor, but now it has, like, little parts that hang over the around the bicep, you know, like down the middle of the shoulder, and you've also got like even further bolted on armor. The thing is, like, so the green already looks like bolted on armor, and then you have this black armor riveted to it on the shoulders, which is kind of a cool look. And then on the right arm, you've got, like, instead of like an actual shield, it has like a weird little gauntlet. It does have a pointed end, so you can just punch with it for, like, stabby punch. I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
The skirt is funny because it's almost like the diaper style one still, but, like, it has a clear split, like a divide. Like, this is MMSV is, like, one of the later MSVs. I think it's, like, in the 90s. So, you know, we're in the movable skirt era. And, you know, you've got big armor added onto the side skirts, the rear part of the skirts. Actually, interestingly, on the rear skirts, you have, like, what almost reminds me of like those big bulging parts on the front armor of a lot of like the Gundam and like the gems and stuff, but they're on the rear skirt. There's also a thruster on the bottom of the rear skirt, or the rear like crotch butt area, I guess.
On the taint, yes.
Trying to think of a tasteful way of putting that, but fair enough.
That's not what I do.
Then as you move down, thighs are thighs. The knees have a lot of like thrusters and vents on them. Lots of little details. You have two little green stripes on the sides of the leg. Thrusters on the back. I like the little cutouts going on like on the back of the ankle as well. Like the triple row of like cut armor there. It just looks cool.
It does look nice. Yeah.
The ankle armor also looks pretty nice. And then it has little toes on the feet. Little green toes. This one also has weird armaments in that, okay, so it has a beam spray gun, but with a very different design. Mm-hmm. I really like this one. Because this is a land combat gym, I guess this one is meant to basically work under atmospheric conditions a bit better. So that's why it has a different design. I like it, though, because it almost looks like a flamethrower or something, right? Because it's got a tank hook to it.
I saw the image of it before I saw what it was, and I was like, does it have a flamethrower?
Yeah, it's weird, but it's neat. And the other weapon it has is a really weird weapon for Gundam, because these don't come up all that often. It has a rail cannon, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just it's supposed to have an actual ass rail gun. Now, some things just make this into a bazooka. I will say one thing GBO2 does right is it makes this into an actual ass rail gun in that it is a hit scan solid projectile, mm-hmm. which I think rules.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, it's hard to use because you stop before using it and it takes like it's like the splittest of seconds, but you know, mm-hmm. it's really awkward to aim, but I think it rules because it actually works like a railgun instead of just being like a bazooka, because I think railguns are kind of cool. But there's another variant of this also from MMSV that I'll just go through real quick. It's the Desert Gym, which is basically the same thing but more. This is a very chunky gym.
It's interesting because the desert gym. So the thing about the land combat type is that it has only the armor on the upper half, and the explanation for that they give is like, "Oh, armor for your lower half. You're on Earth. It's called a tree."
Yeah. You're not going to be running into like, you know, getting your legs sniped out from you on Earth as often. Mm-hmm. Generally, they're going to be shooting. Mobile suits are going to be at your height, aiming at your torso.
However, the desert gym is armor all over.
Uh-huh. As well as like covered joints and whatnot.
Because they're in the desert and there's no trees in the okay, I got there.
So this is a desert use one. So the armor on this one, so the interesting thing with like, so the light combat gym, you can see a gym under all that, right? Like it looks like a gym wearing a bunch of clothes. Also on the land combat gym, should mention, has a really fancy backpack where it has the double set of thrusters on the bottom side and then two top ones inexplicably, I guess, for moving forward, like if it was doing hovering movement. Because I guess it should be able to do hovering movement, but yeah. The Desert Gym, though, this is a lot because. So on the torso, you've got like you've got the normal set of vents, and then above those, you've got like this cool grill set of vents. Actually, real quick on the head, even the head is weird because it's got like the whole mohawk area and everything. It almost looks like it's wearing like a big orange hat. Mm-hmm. And like it's just there's armor everywhere. Like it's got like these like obvious like what appear to be like welded armor bits. You know,
well
with,
specifically
like, the lines or the X's.
I think specifically what that is like. I know this is the case for some of the things that are designed from this, right? And so what I believe is whenever you see that kind of design, at least on a gym, that's reactive armor.
Oh, right. Okay, that makes sense. And yeah, it's got that everywhere. The shoulders are now big and beefy and have those. You've removed the thruster from the land combat gym on the one shoulder piece, and instead it's just more armor. The joints are now covered. The forearms have beefy reactive armor on them.
Mm-hmm.
Looks cool, though. I like it.
Hey, Dylan, for the folks at home, can you explain what reactive armor is? I know, of course, but
reactive armor, if I'm remembering right, is armor that basically it reacts by exploding when you shoot it. But it's an explosion away from the projectile that is hitting. So it lessens like the damage, right?
So that's the original model. At this point, like, even in our timeline, by now we have, like, ones that work based on, like, using electricity to deflect things as well.
Oh, interesting.
That
okay.
aren't as effective, but also can, you know, be used more than once.
Yeah, because that's the thing, right? If your armor explodes outward, right? If you're using a shape charge to fire against whatever is shooting you, once it hits you and that explodes, it explodes. Mm-hmm. You know, the armor is, like, one-time use. Now, presumably, if it can deflect, like, say, a rocket going through your cockpit in the case of, like, the Desert Gym here, then you have gotten another chance at life. But you don't have another if you get shot in that same spot.
And also, what if you're up against, you know, for instance, a Zaku just shooting a machine gun and one bullet sets it off? That's a waste.
Yeah. God, the torso is so beefy on this thing.
That's pretty
beefy. I love it. The skirt is actually a properly, like, you know, more modern style split skirt setup. You've got on the legs more joint coverings. You've got, like, big bolted armor on the back of the leg. The knees have, like, the reactive armor looking pieces. The ankle armor is covered in reactive armor. And then it has different toes, but now they have, like, little red pieces on the inside. Mm-hmm. This thing also uses a rail cannon as well as a modified beam spray gun. I presume this beam spray gun is further modified, like, given its design to not get the sand and whatnot in it.
Yeah, and perhaps to deal better with heat issues, because in the desert, you know.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yep. And the rail cannon is also a different design, whereas the other one was like an over-the-shoulder one. This one is more like a classic rifle, but it has a side grip for holding it. And on the underside, it actually has a 4-barrel missile tube as well. So,
well, are those missiles, or is that super napalm?
These are missiles.
Okay.
These are just missiles.
I just thought I'd check. That's how super napalm looks, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
And some portrayals.
Fair enough. Yeah, the desert gym, I really like this gym, actually.
I mean, it's you know, it's the predecessor to the best gym of all time, so that's pretty cool.
Ah, yes. God, I didn't realize we'd be going so far off track here, because these ones have upgrades, but there is, in fact, an upgrade to the Desert Gym. Two of them,
yeah, yeah.
One we'll talk about real quick is from a game called Xeonic Front that people really seem to like from PS2. This is the Armored Gym.
Oh, the best
really
gym.
Funny. Oh, okay. So
the best gym ever.
Okay. See, I really like the other one, but we'll get to it.
I understand. I understand, but I'm bad at melee.
Fair enough. So, the Armored Gym. The Armored Gym is, well, exactly what it says. This is a weird gym, because it's based on the Desert Gym, which is already kind of an armored gym. It's just this one has armor again. They've reconfigured it, though. Like, you've got, like, a big bulbous chest piece. The face looks kind of funny. The art for this looks really funny. It looks a lot cooler, like, in games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in actual Xeonic Front and in GBO2, but the art of it looks very funny, because it's, like, very bulbous looking. The artist who drew this does a lot of rounded bits to the design.
But even with this, yeah, I mean, you get, like, great details, like some big verniers on the knees pointing backwards so you can retreat. Mm-hmm. Yep. Truly the spirit of the gym.
Well, and here's the thing. The Armored Gym, since you played the game and you know how this works, this one finally does work like a Dom does. It actually, like, thrusts around and basically, like, does hover movement. Instead of running.
It's so sick.
It's really cool, actually. Any unit that hovers is good. It's why all the Zeta era units rule, because everything just hovers in the Zeta era. But yeah, so the Armored Gym, though, it can use the bullpup machine. Basically, its weapons include using all the other gym weapons that we know about. Trying to see if there's any I haven't talked about here. I guess there's, like, the beam gun that is, like, the gym command beam gun they bring up here, but otherwise, you know, it's using gym armaments. The gyms all use them. I do like, if you look at the bottom of the wiki while you're here, if you're looking at it alongside us, in the references section, it does have pictures from Master Archive, and it does have some alternate color schemes, including one that is just colored like a gym, which looks really funny, because it's just, like, a very bumpy gym. I do like the final one, though, which is, like, I guess that's the Africa deployment colors.
Oh, sure.
It's, like, this blue. And that's kind of neat. Though the original colors, I think, are still, like, overall the best one for this. But yeah, and a unit that actually looks similar in some ways to the armored gem, that is the other variant of the desert gem, is the Gem Striker. The Gem Striker is interesting because it's from Harmony of Gundam. And Harmony of Gundam basically existed to make variants for a game, and for, like, models, but mostly for, like, games so that they can balance things a bit better. Because here's the thing. Zeon and the Federation don't really have balanced unit sets. You know, the Federation, like, doesn't have a lot of melee-focused units, for instance, whereas Zeon has a lot of heavy striking melee units. Mm-hmm. Likewise, Zeon doesn't really have, like, a lot of, like, artillery or sniper pieces, like, in the One-Year War, so that's why Harmony of Gundam made up a bunch of designs. And so the Gem Striker is basically a melee gem. This is a gem that uses a weird apparatus that is basically a big pole that has two beam sabers on it, and it uses it like a big beam spear. What it is also able to do is the spears on that can actually rotate and lock into almost like a scythe-like position, mm-hmm. which I actually think is pretty cool.
I mean, the Gem Striker is very jank, right? Like, that spear is kind of a jury-rigged mess, but
it's cool.
It is really cool.
So the Gem Striker also, I personally like the test colors also, because it's just gray, white, and orange, which, mm-hmm. as we all know, I like. This thing is also covered in reactive armor. It's not quite as chunky as the Desert Gem, but it's still pretty chunky. It's still got, like, the closed backpack with, like, the propellant tank, little tiny one on the top and stuff. It's kind of got, like, the reverse thrusters from the armor gem on the knees, which is pretty cool. It's a neat unit, though. I think it's a neat unit. The other equipment that's unique to this one is, it does have a shield with, like, spikes on it. They're, like, little bunker spikes. They can, at least on the models and stuff, they can pop down, so I presume they're, like, little pile bunkers, which yeah. is also really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the shield on this a lot. And the shield is also used by, like, the armored gem and other things, because, again, gems just trade their equipment around all over the place, which is, you know, fair enough.
Are you ready to continue falling down the variant hole? I trapped you. Tricked you.
Yeah, you've gotten me into this mess of talking. All right. Real quick, Gem Striker custom. We take a Gem Striker, we give it a Gundam head, and we give it a lot of weapons that don't make sense. Including, it has little Tonfas, which are pretty cool, actually. But then you start getting, like, the weird things, like the Spark Knuckle and the Burst Knuckle, and, it's strange. This is from Katana, and it's weird. It also has bizarre beam sabers that emit, like, a katana-shaped blade. And it also has the Demon Blade AI system. It's really dumb. I'm sorry to go through this so quickly, Six, but I just realized we have been here for already, like, almost an hour. We're nearing it. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. There are other variants to get to that are far more interesting, and I hate this thing.
I mean, it's interesting, though, right?
Well, okay, here's the thing. It's written by the guy who does Katana. And here's the thing. That's the sequel to We're Federation Hooligans. It's very... It's not quite a gag manga, but it is pretty jokey.
I mean, listen, I'm not here to talk about, like, man, that manga seems cool. I don't give a shit about that. I'm just saying, if you look at this thing, it looks cool.
That's fair. Yeah, it's basically, though, like I said, it's a Gem Striker. You've got a Gundam head. You've still got all the reactive armor all over it. And then you start getting all these, like, really fancy weapons. I will say I do like the beam tonfas, like the punch tonfa things it has. Those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. The beam sabers that for whatever reason are shaped like katanas kinda are like
it's a little dorky, though I do like that they have like the Gundam X style handles.
That's true. The Spark Knuckle is kinda silly to me because it's like, okay, we've made a knuckle version of like the Heat Rod. The Burst Knuckle is a little cooler. Because you punch, and then it explodes outward. It's like punching someone with a shaped charge, so it blows towards them when you hit them. And that's kind of cool. But, yeah. Oh, also, should note that those fancy beam sabers with the weird katana blades can in fact slam to the bottom of each other, so you can do a weird double-bladed thing going on, which is very funny looking because, again, these are katana-shaped blades, so they're like, I know they're not single-edged, they're beams, but also the way that they're designed looks like they have edges, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's an upgrade to this.
There is an upgrade to this, which I guess is still technically a fucking gym.
I just want to say right now, for anyone who is wondering, this was my intent by picking the gym, was to trap Dylan in a never-ending cycle of variants.
Okay, so we have the full armor striker custom. This is revenge for the wound ward episode. So this is a full armor Gundam in a lot of ways that is just put onto here. It's got a double beam cannon on the one arm. You've got a Colt saber, which I'm... What that means to me is that this is just not a beam saber. This is a solid blade that doesn't use heat technology. It has two of those. They're called Fukasaku. They are designed to short out enemy systems and radar damage. Excuse me?
Why don't you just cut them in half?
Elaborate.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
I'm going to stab them with a weapon that makes their systems short. Like, kill them!
Yeah, but also, radar jamming. What? Like, so do you have to hit them to jam their radar? At that point, they know you're there, so it doesn't really matter.
Maybe if you hold it in the air, it just bends radar.
Whatever. It has a back rocket cannon. It does have chest missiles. Again, I think it's literally just wearing, like, most of the original full armor parts, actually, looking at it here.
Yeah, it's the Alex's armor, I believe, but...
Okay. It does also have... So, what it is the spark shield instead, which I'm presuming is just, like, the spark knuckle, but it's put onto the shield instead.
It looks very silly. You see this shield?
Yeah, I see it.
That's dumb looking.
It is pretty dumb.
It looks
dumb.
Like it has a backpack on its arm.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Don't worry, though. It also has this giant solid sword just on its rear skirt. And it still has the Demon Blade AI. All right.
I'm willing to say this one is just dumb.
Okay. One other Gym Striker variant. Well, two others. One I'll talk about real quick. There is the Gym Striker Kai. This is simply one that works in zero gravity. And also, instead of having the javelins, it has the dumb Striker custom katana blades.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. There's also the Gym Striker EX Metal Spider, which is from Blazing Shadow. This is a Gym Striker that has actually removed all the Gym Striker armor. and it just has this like cool kind of like helmet piece. So the Metal Spider is actually named because it has like the thermal vision goggles on the head that have the four eyes on them. But it has all the upgrades from the Gym Striker, right? Like the, you know, added mobility. But they've removed all the armor, so it can better use that. Its weapons are also really weird, because they include a grenade launcher anchor, which is stored on the left skirt armor, a heat knife stored on the right skirt armor, or it can also be put on the shin or on the waist. It just depends on where you want it, I guess.
Sure.
but it's a little heat knife. It also has a sashot anchor is what it's called. It's mounted on the left arm. It fired a heat anchor shaped like a pile bunker, and it can manipulate it in directions. So it actually is basically almost like a heat rod, like a weird whip, which is kind of cool. Then it uses a beam rifle that is designed to look like the most assault rifle as a beam rifle.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and then you've got the cool eyepiece. I do like the eyepiece a lot. I think it looks cool. Plus, it has, like, little mandibles, like little spider teeth mandible-looking things that the goggles are held on when they scoop down, and I think that looks really cool, actually. Otherwise, though, sure, it's a fast Gym Striker that is, you know, more multi-role, and that's neat. All right, we're done with the land combat, family. Let's keep fucking going, I guess. No two episodes this week, because this is going to be a long one.
Oh, okay.
We have the Gym Light Armor. The Gym Light Armor, this is a fun one to me, because here's the thing. We only see it from the front here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And has slightly different vents. The chest design is also a little different. The shoulders are toned down because it's a light armor. The skirt is toned down because it's a light armor. It's wearing the shortest shorts anyone could have ever seen. We don't have any rear shots of this thing, which is what makes talking about it kind of interesting, because depending on where you see the rear shot, it changes a lot. So, okay, this also has a beam spray gun that is yet another beam spray gun design. What you will learn in this episode is there are a lot of beam spray guns. Anyway, it's a beam spray gun. And it also still has a beam saber and a shield. Okay. So, to make this a light armor, now, on the Robot Spirits ver anime of this, it just is, it doesn't have anything special going on, right? It, from the rear, it looks the same. It's an orange armor. However, in some games, such as the one PS2 game that I'm spacing on the name of, I think it's just called The One-Year War, as well as in Gundam Battle Operation 2, the rear of this has varied levels of armor stripped away, which I actually really like.
Hmm.
Because it's like, well, you're wearing a light armor machine as it is, don't get shot in the back, we've just removed the armor plating entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of cool, actually. Well, because that's the thing, right? If it's light armored, it's already not made to survive a shot as it is. So if you can just remove some more and make it even more mobile, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I really like the premise of this mobile suit, which was basically they wanted to, you know, they have, like, they had a military already. They aren't like Zeon, right? Which didn't have a military and then started being like, okay, here's the Zaku, right? And so their pilots were trained from the start on mobile suits. The Federation had pilots already, and they were flying ships. They were flying fighters. And so they had to take fighter pilots and turn them into mecha pilots. And this is one of their solutions, is being like, here's this thing that's really fast, and if you get shot, you die, and if you shoot them, they die.
Yep.
Like a plane would.
Also,
you're right, that looks great.
Yep. It looks cool, actually, yeah, just stripping the rear armor away. I sent some screen caps, because sadly, there are not ones available with this. Now, again, more modern representations sometimes just give it, you know, full armor all around, but anyway, the gym light armor is cool. It says developed into, but I'm not going to talk about one of these yet, because I'm sure if we go to the page with the gym command, it'll also have this. So, but there is also, no, because that also turns from the gym Nightseeker. What the fuck? We're not talking about either of the two variants listed immediately, because we'll get to them from other ones in a more organic way.
Okay. I'm keeping this open just in case you're wrong.
Gym Sniper Custom. Next gym variant. The Gym Sniper Custom is a misnomer, because this is not a sniper. I mean, it can, but here's the thing about the Gym Sniper Custom. This is a gym that is made to be, like, a true ace machine, almost. This is an improved gym that is basically able to do everything. It has upgraded thrusters that make it, you know, faster. It has a ton of armaments. It has, you know, better armor, better sensors. This is just a better gym. So, the armaments on this include, that are unique to it, an R4 type beam rifle. This one is a beam rifle that has more range and output, but has a smaller ammo capacity than your standard beam spray gun. It does have an effective range further than even the Gundam's beam rifle. It can also be folded up when not in use, and when it's folded up, it just kind of folds and, like, is on one of the skirts. This thing is covered in hardpoints, by the way, for storing things. If you look at the art of it, you can even see it has, like, on the leg a beam spray gun there. Also, real quick, I should note that, I know I've been lazy about noting all of the changes on this, but I should note, okay, the head, you have a single antenna, it's basically a green gym head, but it's wearing a mask, so it's got, like, a big, like, metal-looking chin, almost, and then it has, like, a little slide-down visor for protecting the camera. In some versions of this, like, as, when it's designed by Hajime Katoki, which is what, like, GBO2 uses, there are a couple of changes, namely, instead of it being just a protective visor, it actually has, like, you know, the Gym Sniper 2 style, like, this has a, you know, another visor on it. But, yeah. So, the other really cool thing, and this is one of my favorite things on a mobile suit, let alone a gym, we have the box-type beam saber. On the forearm, on the right arm, its beam saber is kept there, and it can be taken out and used as a handheld, but it can also just be ignited while it's in the box, and I think that rules. Just that it has, like, quick access to, like, a wrist beam saber.
It's pretty sick.
Yep. It's other weapons that are weird. So there's also the L3 type sniper rifle. This is used by Tenneth Jung's Gem Sniper Custom. It actually has the same sensor as the Gem 2's beam rifle, so the belief is maybe this led to the Gem 2's beam rifle. So it's that one's actually like a sniper rifle, like it's long range. It also can store a beam spray gun on the storage rack on the calf, and then also another beam spray gun. But this one's not a normal one. This one is a double barrel one. It's just basically a beam spray gun with another beam spray gun stacked on it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the other arm, you can have a folded up beam handgun. And also a hyper bazooka. And I say and also because here's the thing. Frequently when we see this depicted in like some of the like art we'll look at in here, you know, it actually has like all of these on it.
It
you
does.
Know?
Yeah.
Like you look at like the, even like the Master Grade kit of this, and like they just give it all of the parts. Like it just holds like all of its weapons. Like it's got two different sniper rifles. It's got like a folding rifle. It's got a shield. It'll have like the bazooka on the rear skirt. Like this is like a this thing has everything. And I think the Gem Sniper Custom is overall pretty cool. One variant of it, real quick to talk about. There's the Shimoda Squad one. Primary difference, fancy color scheme, and the 8th MS team style missile launchers. It has two of those mounted on the backpack, but they have like the center one removed so it doesn't shoot into the back of the head with them. So it has some over-the-shoulder missile launchers, and that's basically the primary change.
Mm-hmm.
So just to note that one real quick. There are, in fact, two variants, though, based on the Gem Sniper Custom. One more ridiculous than the other. I guess we'll start with the ridiculous one, the Gem Guard Custom.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Gem Guard Custom. We have added a different sensor to the head unit. We've given it a couple of little minor modifications throughout the body.
It's got a proper Gundam chin now.
Yeah, it has like a little Gundam chin. Hey, you know what else this has? A little beam spray gun. Yet another design for a beam spray gun, I should say. And then the Guardian Shield, which is a shield that has two... They're basically Vulcans. They're not really, like, big Gatling guns. They're just Vulcans.
But they must be higher caliber than, like, head Vulcans.
Probably, but I mean... It's still really weird. But yes, it has this gigantic shield with Vulcans on it. And, you know... It's, So, it was actually originally mentioned... apparently in 1983 on the Gem Sniper Customs MSV profile, like the idea of a guards custom, but until Bonds of the Battlefield and MSVR, it didn't actually have like a tangible appearance. And when it ended up getting one, it was kind of ridiculous. I do like that the shield has 69 on it by default in the one Okavara art there. Yeah, it's a very it's a fancy gem with like a weird... It's a strange gem. It's just like an upgraded gem. It does also have a beam dagger as well instead of a full beam saber, which annoys me because you would think with like a giant shield like that, you would want like a reaching, like, you know, melee weapon. But no, apparently not. You just have a little shank knife. You charge them with your shield and then kind of like thrust with a little knife at them.
Yeah, that feels like a purely stylistic choice. It doesn't feel like it actually keeps in mind what the machine is.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the guard custom, if it wasn't apparent. One I do like that is also related to the Gem Sniper is the Gem Intercept custom. And this one's fun, because this looks like a space sheriff mixed with, like, a gem. Like, I don't know, it looks like a Toku hero to me, because of, like, the weird colors and, like, the strange visor.
I have one of these. I have an HG one of these, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks terrible. This is an ugly robot.
I think it's great. I love the weird pink and yellow and like beige and black. It's so funny. It's wearing a pair of underwear because the waist is just colored all black. It's mostly similar to the Gem Sniper Customs like body layout. The knees are changed and you have some thrusters added to the back of the legs. It also has the beam saber now, instead of having the box, a single beam saber mounted on the rear armor. But like in the middle of the rear skirt armor, which looks really strange. This is ugly, but it's also great. the primary thing that this also has going for it mm-hmm. is the Fellow Booster, as it is named.
Good name.
So this is like that Corvette unit from earlier, but a little bit more considered, I think. Because instead of holding it, this is just latched onto the gym, and it's like a big like thruster set that is put on the upper body. You know, a GP-03, this is not, but it does have missiles in it, and it does have a bunch of thrusters. And that's pretty fun. I guess it's more specifically based on things like the Corvette booster and like, oh, I guess a thing that we didn't talk about, the Lightliner, which is, I'm looking at this and I hate it. Anyway, this is like an evolution of like, you know, the Corvette booster and stuff though. I just linked you the Lightliner, by the way. This is just like a glider. We'll see.
Oh, this is adorable. Look at that friend. My voice cracked.
Alright, so that's the gym intercept. I like it because it looks like a space hero. Alright, next gym. Gym Slope. Sloop? I hate it.
Well, hang on.
What?
Don't you want to talk about the Gym Sniper Custom Shimoda Squad type?
I did. Remember I said it has the back missiles?
Oh, right.
And everything?
Okay, well, yeah. I'll add it then. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. that one I went through really quick because it's just the two things. And we have to get through a lot of variants, and I didn't consider this before we started the episode on gyms. Like a fool. Because here's the thing. This is like a Zaku episode, and I forgot how many variants the gym actually does have.
I can't believe you really forgot related. This.
I hate the gym slope. I hate this thing.
It's
slope.
Very
like,
bad.
I know about the gym variants, I just don't think about all of them, and then I realize, shoot, there is a lot, isn't there?
I'm always thinking about gym variants. Yeah, the slope.
This thing sucks. This is a this is like, ah, we need to make an amphibious gym. And they did it really badly. It's got like basically it's like the backpack. It's just like the backpack is a big like submarine piece. And then you've got like little leg parts that are slapped onto it. This is basically a normal gym that has some parts strapped to it to make it so it can be used underwater. It does have a sonar gun as well, because there's no space for mounting a sonar on the machine.
Yeah.
So it has a dedicated sonar gun.
Yeah, we need to talk about the fact that its only weapon is its Vulcans, its head Vulcans. This thing
sucks
ass.
Yeah, and it's not
ass.
Using those underwater. It's not using those underwater is the other thing. This is like a recon suit, which recon suits can already feel weird when they don't give them weapons, but this is an underwater specialized recon suit. So, fuck this thing.
This is an experimental bit of food for a Zagok.
Now, for one that actually can kind of do things, we have the RAG-79 Aqua Gym, which is an upgrade version of that. It's what if the gym sloop, but better. This was also originally designed for Harmony of Gundam, because Katoki went, shit, the Zeon have a ton of amphibious mobile suits, the Federation has, like, none, so I guess I'll make this. It's pretty cool. It's got, so I like the color scheme on this. It goes for like a blue and orange and white color scheme. It's got these really big shoulders, like, you know, that look like designed for going through water. Like they have like mm-hmm. a shape for coning through it. I like this machine a lot.
It's got like a scuba mask. It's interesting because it's like, it's got, you know, they look different. It's got a different approach to them, but it has Zaku mouth tubes.
Yeah, it's got like a weird like scuba mask that almost gives it like a Zaku mouth tube vibe. It has a really weird like different kind of like head design as well, where it has like bars, which is not normal for like a gym visor, but it actually has like you know, two little barred segments on either side,
mm-hmm.
Which just looks cool. I really like the torso though. You've got like a lot of downward thrust happening because again, this thing is meant to be swimming. Either arm has a claw anchor. I will say that's the only thing that really suffers if you're looking at, like, the MSV art, as opposed to, Katoki's original art, because, oh no, sorry, it was actually in MMSV originally, and then it got redesigned by Hajime Katoki. Sorry about that, that's my error. Anyway, the Hajime Katoki redesign does do one thing I really like, which is it makes the claw anchors on the arms much more substantial.
Mm-hmm.
This thing also has, I believe those are four, beam sabers? On the side skirts? Oh, right, beam picks.
Yeah,
sorry.
Beam picks, which are, like, tiny... They're like beam daggers that only turn on when they make contact, because you don't want to superheat the water.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it says, like, basically, Aqua Gym pilots hated them.
But yeah, so yeah, you don't want to superheat the water you're in, so it just kind of it's like little beams so that it can stab at things in the water, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got torpedoes in the shoulders. Should note, that's what those two little bays or the four bays are for on either shoulder. So it does have torpedoes. It also has a handheld missile launcher that it can use. And then, yeah, I mentioned like it has little wrist pieces for grabbing. You can also use harpoons. I think that's dumb. I just don't think a harpoon. Look, a lance is a good mobile suit weapon because you can believe like a big, thick lance stabbing through something. The harpoons on this are very dinky looking and don't look like they could even pierce like a Zaku or something.
Well, I mean, that's not the point of them. They're explosive.
Yeah, they don't seem to do that, though. They don't seem to do it good. Yeah, this says that they're explosive, but I'm like thinking about the time that we see it used, and I don't think they explode on contact when we see them used.
When do we see them used?
I'm pretty sure, because this is also in Unicorn Episode 4.
Is it?
We see them get used in Unicorn, yes, and they don't explode on contact. They just fire into the Shamblow and bounce.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough, I guess. I was thinking of, you know, using them in GBO2.
GBO2, yeah, which did add that to them, which makes sense. Though it is very funny because you can... I mean, I guess they added water maps to GBO2, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
In fact, they just added a map that is pretty much entirely underwater. It's rough.
Of course it is. Anyway, this is a pretty cool gym, though. I like the Aqua Gym. So, all right. Going all the way back, another MMSV gym. A lot of these gym variants, you'll note, are from MMSV, and that's or MSVR, and so you have, like, a lot of, like, 90s and then, like, later, like, you know, like, aughts gyms. They seem to get popular more, like, later than, like, all the Zaku and Zeon variants did. So, the gym Nightseeker. Mostly the same as the gym other than the color scheme, except for the head has a really weird-looking scope on it with, like, a little side scope popping up. The torso has some thrusters added to them, like, where the vents are, and then you have a really weird, like, maneuverable, fancy backpack. This is a gym. It is called the Nightseeker. It is for night attacks. It is for doing night raids. The thrusters and such are so it can do, like, a big jump. Or it could be dropped on an enemy base and, like, you know, land safely. And, yeah, it's just a mobile suit for night raids.
Yep.
There's a gym Nightseeker, too. Trying to see what has changed. They have removed the shoulder armor and the color has changed. And it has its own custom beam rifle because, sure enough, it's a gym, so we have to give it its own custom thing.
Well, I'm curious about this. One of the things that makes the Striker, the Nightseeker 2 interesting in GBO 2 is it has like two little like machine pistols.
I think that the machine pistols, does it just dual wield? Is it the is it the 100 millimeters?
No, it's not the same. It's not the same weapon. It's definitely a unique weapon to that thing.
So that was probably a GBO 2 invention to make it more unique.
I guess that's fair. Okay.
Yeah. And this is one of those ones I alluded to earlier being based off the light armor. Okay.
Mm.
All right, now we're going into the developed into section. Okay, so we can skip the Aqua Gym. All right, prototype gym cannon. This is a fancy lad gun cannon, actually, is what this really is. The prototype, the RGC-80 prototype gym cannon is very funny looking. So it's kind of like mostly like a gym, but the forearms are from the gun cannon, and the head is from the gun cannon, and it has to have a thicker neck to accommodate having a gun cannon head, and it has like the gun cannon backpack. I hate this thing actually looking at it because the legs are so thin for it. It's like a fancy lad gun cannon I'm looking at. I don't like it actually. This gets turned into the actual gym cannon, which is in, like, Zeta Gundam as well as in MSV. And this is a much more normal-looking machine. It is a gem that has an added antenna on the head, and then a cannon that goes over the right shoulder. It has a bit more armor on the, like, knees and such, as well as having a separated, like, skirt setup. instead of the diaper. I really like this in its like original colors, which is like the all red one. Or not original, that's the Zeta color, sorry. In Zeta Gundam, these are like almost all red on the upper body. Like it has like a red head on a gym and like a red torso and such. And I think that looks really cool. But yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's a gym that does all the things a gym would do, but also it has a shoulder cannon, you know? There is a space variant of this from MSVR, because MSVR hates me. The MSVR upgrade for space does add some thrusters to the back of the legs, and adds like these little latches onto the knees instead of having the knee armor. And that's basically it. That's the space version. Then we have the Gym Cannon 2. This is from Stardust Memory. God damn it. I guess this thing can't have its own episode, so we do have to talk about it here, but, so, this is a gym, again, covered in, like, basically a reactive armor. It's more based on, like, the gym custom. I'm, like, realizing we're gonna have to, like, oh my god.
Okay, anyway, you know what? I'm gonna drop this now. I'm not gonna do this to you later on. I was gonna jokingly, once we were done, be like, now let's talk about the origin versions. I'm not gonna do that to you.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing this. Not tonight. So, alright. The Gym Cannon 2 is a beefy gym custom, but with like a bunch of armor added to it. Has this really fancy backpack with two under propellant tanks that look kind of cool. And then two beam cannons on it. They're actually beam cannons. This also uses the 90mm gym rifle that appears in 080, used by like the gym custom and whatnot.
Trash gun.
Then also, there is a version of this from the AOZ sequel that I disown because it's not by the original people. There is a Gym Cannon 2 Lucien Ventus. This one looks like a strange blue zebra.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. It does have one neat feature of it that you might be able to notice is it does have two heat hawks strapped to the wrist in such a way that it has like a weird, like it can turn them into like weird punch knuckles.
Oh, that is kind of cool.
But other than that, and it has like a weird looking beam rifle. I don't care for this design though, because this paint job sucks.
It's really bad.
I despise this paint job. It's hard to look at.
No, it's
dazzle.
Yeah, it's made to confuse the enemy. Like, yes, it would do that.
It is in fact dazzle camouflage, which it's cool that something is using dazzle camouflage. I just don't like looking at it though.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then to the next Gym Cannon 2 variant. The White Coral.
Oh right. Oh duh, it's upgraded for wait, no. Where's the White Coral at? Why don't I see a link to it?
It's branched off of the Lucent Bent.
That's why. Okay, because I was on the main page. There we go. I see the White Coral one. All right. Gym Cannon 2 White Coral. They've put a boat on the back of this, like a tower from a battleship. And also have given it horns.
Bones, actually.
It does have a big mega particle cannon, a single one over the shoulder instead of having the double setup. Still has the same wrist heat hawks. The shoulders have also been... I see. Those are deployable. Okay, the shoulders have two little towers that can pop up on them. The one on the right shoulder has it up. The one on the left shoulder has it down. And it adds a few more little flourishes, like little like fin bits of armor on like the knees and such.
Also, the paint job's more tasteful.
I don't like the backpack. I think it looks kind of silly that it has... Like, it's not even, like, a cool radome setup. It looks like it literally has, like, a command bridge from, like, a fucking aircraft carrier on it.
I understand, but I like it. I think it's great.
Fair enough. I do think the beam cannon itself looks really cool, because it has, like, the two separated sections, which always looks cool with the beam cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Or, incidentally, with, like, rail guns and whatnot. Which, you need that on a rail gun. But, mm-hmm. on a beam cannon, it is not a rail gun, because that doesn't fire a projectile. Anyway.
We should also, at this point, talk about the King Gym.
Should we?
I mean, it's not spoilery. It's Builder's Beginning.
Yeah, I know. I was ignoring some of the things from those things, like shows.
Because you wanted to get done.
But I guess we'll talk about it. The King Gym is this is a gym that has parts from a bunch of gyms, including the Gym 3. I can identify the Gym Cannon 2 backpack, Gym Cannon 2 legs, Gym Striker torso, Gym Striker head, Gym Striker waist. The side skirts have the missiles from the Gym 3. I do like that because it's using the Gym 3 arms. They haven't actually been scaled to the different height, I believe, of the Gym Striker, so they look a little weird, like long.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses the beam spear also from the Gym Striker and the shield from the Gym Striker. Yes, this is a Gunpla. Okay. There are, like, how about this? There are three more gyms I will talk about. Three more gyms.
We've reached the bargaining stage.
We've reached the bargaining stage, and then here's the thing. We can talk about, like, the Gym Custom and Quell and all those variants on another episode. We can give it its own dice. Look, I like talking robots. There's only so much gyms I have in me.
Oh, man, I love the gym. I'm having a great
and
time.
And then the Gym 2 and the Gym 3 also could get their own. Because, again, they're just... We could talk about the Gym 2 and 3 on their own, I think. Can we compromise here? 6, please?
Well, for the moment, let's...
The three I want to talk about are the Gym Juggler, the Gym Dominance, and the Gym Trainer.
Okay. I think those would be... All right, I'll let you off of there. That's fine.
So first one first, Gym Juggler. This is from SD Gundam. So this appears in quite a few different G-Gen games. This is a gym that was meant to be a new type used gym. The Federation were trying to figure out how to make a weird, machine that could use bits. So what we have here is a gym that has converted two ball mobile pods into... attack pods that can be used as, like, remote control units. It's like a very janky version of an all-range attack if your funnels were absolutely gigantic.
It's kind of dope.
Yeah, this is a very strange gym. And even stranger when you add the two balls onto the shoulders. But it is called the Juggler because it has... a ball on either shoulder. It does have a neat head design where it does have like a double mohawk camera.
Mm-hmm.
And like it does have like all this like extra like sort of Chobham armor looking armor and reactive armor looking armor over it. But yeah, it's very strange.
Imagine how fucking scared you'd be if one of these walked onto the battlefield. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, shit,
like the
I
shot
ended up
from,
in different mech.
I believe that's Katana at the bottom of the page where it just has the mounted on the back still and just has both of the balls firing.
Of course it's from
makes
Katana.
It look fierce, which is funny because it normally looks like a joke. The suit does. It is a double seater, so instead of being like actually like a true new type use machine, instead this is more of a You have two pilots, and one of them is just controlling the balls, and the other is controlling the gym. That way, you can do an all range attack.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll talk about it in this order actually, just because. Next one is the Gym Trainer. The Gym Trainer. This is a training gym. This is so you can get all your fighter pilots that we mentioned the Federation had. Used to piloting a mobile suit. It is a two-seated mobile suit because you have a trainee and an instructor seat.
Mm-hmm.
So the instructor seat actually has a cockpit with glass on it, so that besides using like the computer screens, the instructor can look outside and actually see like around it. It's basically just a gym that is kind of stripped down for in terms of armaments and whatnot, so that you can use it for training. It does have a cool yellow color. I like the color on it.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a meaner looking face because it has like this big divide on like the visor. So it looks kind of like it has like a furrowed eyebrow look on a gym.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's a gym. All right. Finally, one of my favorite gyms, this is why I wanted to end it with this one, is the Gym Dominance. This is from, this is a design by Naoki for the Blue Destiny modern manga, I should say. Not the 1996 manga, this is from a 2015 manga.
And just real quick, done absolutely dirty by GBO2.
Yes. The Gym Dominance fucking rules.
That's
so
very cool.
This is a gym that has almost like a command antenna, along with like a sniper style, this visor is going to pop down over the eyes. kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It has, looking at the torso, a sort of... It, drawing from 0080 here, actually, in a lot of ways, besides just the sniper visor, is also you have, like, that double vent set up. Like, you have the collar vents as well as, like, the chest vents, which look really cool on this. I like the color separation. Speaking of the color separation, that gray armor on the chest also is reminiscent of the Gym Sniper Custom. This gym is kind of reminiscent of a few different, like, existing gyms is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
which is cool about it. It does have, like, the taller style, like, Gym Command / Gym Cold District shoulders, the thrusters in the side. Both arms have, like, a little wrist guard that have the box beam sabers in them, which is fucking cool. The skirts have, like, you've got this, like, cool, like, divided armor going on in the skirt, like, with gray and blue armor. You have, like, the crotch piece, but without the standard Federation V in there, interestingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, you have, as you move down the legs, you got little side thrusters on the legs that are very reminiscent of, like, the full armor Gundam's, like, extra thrusters on the leg, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it actually has another beam saber that is, beam sabers, I should say, that are mounted on the rear skirt as well. And then, for armaments, it does use a gym, twin beam cannon, again, very much like the one that's on the full armor Gundam. It only has one. Sorry, it does have one beam saber stored on the thigh. Not two. Sorry, I did forget about that.
Okay.
So it has one handheld beam saber. And I guess I think you can pop out the wrist ones, but...
Yeah, it can.
Yeah. So, I was like, I built the master grid of this. I need to remember.
Oh, there's a master grid? Oh, there's a P-Bandai. Yes. Damn it.
Yeah. But yeah, it can also use, like, a 100mm machine gun, though, but typically it's shown with, like, the twin beam cannon and then a gym-style shield. So, the other thing that this has going on, though, so the the Gym Dominance is basically a fancy commander gym. It also has, I believe, on the head, actually, so it's weird. It's not a Vulcan pod, but it has, like, a design similar to the Vulcan pod where it has, like, an antenna with, like, a big box on it,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually more just, like, an additional sensor rather than a proper Vulcan pod. Like, it doesn't have a Vulcan on it, which is, it looks cool.
It does, yeah.
The Gym Dominance, though, is one, it is a gym that is used by Yu Kojima, who is the main character of Blue Destiny. I believe he uses this before the Blue Destiny Unit 1. And then Philip Hughes, who is a member of his squad, later takes the Gym Dominance and repaints it. And also, when Philip gets a hold of it, he adds one really weird thing to it. He carries around some fucking gun turrets. Just big, autonomous turrets. Like, sentry turrets.
Huh.
Which is really strange. Just a weird thing to have in Gundam. But, yeah. There's also a Master Grid of the Philip version that has these. So, the Gym Dominance, though, is... basically, what its name implies, it's kind of just like a fancy gym in all ways. Like, it, you know, it's got all these parts of different, like, you know, ace-type gyms. Mm-hmm. And it just is really cool. It's just, it's basically turning a gym back into a Gundam again.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the pinnacle of, like, gym performance.
It can also equip the Aqua, like, the Aqua Gym equipment, like the shoulder parts, the little wrist pieces. It wears like extra armor on the torso to block up the vents, as well as having armor to block up like the thrusters or the vents on the knees, which I think is kind of a cool touch.
Yeah.
Just having it repurpose some gym equipment in that way. But yeah, this is a cool unit. Not a lot to say about it because it's in a manga that, you know, no one's translating or anything. It is really cool though. I like the way it looks. Also, there is a variant of this that is in a Built Divers like side manga.
Yeah, so it's
that
not
is
spoilery.
Really cool as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the Gym Turbulence. You take that prior gym, you give it a Palaver style ear on the other side, like with the sensor pod. And you add some propellant tanks to the backpack. And that's how you get the Turbulence. It also has, like, some sharper details going on with, like, the side thrusters on the legs and some slightly different details going on with the knees. Like, it doesn't have the holes for the thrusters. Instead, it just has full armor. This is a cool gym also.
Yeah. I like it.
And then this, is turned into the Gundam Stormbringer, which is just finally turning this back into a Gundam again.
Mm-hmm.
With a really weird head with a giant forehead jewel that is kind of cupping the V-fin. These are fun variants, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the deal. How about this? Maybe we don't need to give all those other ones separate entries. Maybe we will just have Gym Part 2.
I think that's fair. And I do want to end Gym Part 1 with one more machine. Don't worry, this will only take seconds.
Okay.
There's also from Gundam Build Fighters, Gym's Counterattack. I'm not going to go into its role in this because that might be spoiler, but just mentioning it, I don't think is the RGM GM79 Gym Gym.
The Gym Gym, yep. So the Gym Gym is interesting because the Gym Gym has multiple heads. You have a gym head that looks like the normal... Well, first of all, this is a gym that looks like it has, like, worked out or something. It looks really strange because it has, like, a much more, like, slim kind of profile and, like, a very almost muscular look to it.
Yeah.
Its three heads are really weird because you have a gym head that looks like the Gym Command head, and then you have a head that's just, like, a dome, like, bit head.
Yeah, it's a Gundam X like bit head. It looks so cool.
Yeah, these are cool. I do like these.
But otherwise, it's just a like a differently drawn gym, pretty much. So
yeah, yeah. Fuck.
One hour and
30 minutes on gyms.
I never thought I would see the day that Dylan tapped before I did, but we did it, folks.
Look, here's the thing. Here's the problem, Six. If we start talking about the Gym Custom, then we're going to have to go to the Gym Quell. Then we're going to have to go to the Gym Quell variant from fucking Advance of Zeta. Then I'm going to have to talk about the Gym 2. Then I'm going to have to talk about all the Gym 2 variants. Then I'm going to have to talk about the Gym 3, etc. There's a lot more variants of the Gym out there.
We haven't even talked about
the Gym Command family.
You started that with, here's the problem, and then you didn't say any problem.
Okay. The thing is... Look,
we're in different time zones.
I know some viewers of ours like the AAA run times, and I would say an hour and 30 minutes is pretty good. However, I don't know if anyone... I don't want to start alienating people by having a like 2.5 hour long gym episode. Because if it became our longest episode and it was all about gyms, that would be a little ridiculous.
And I think it's equally good to me that it's going to be our first ever two-parter. So I'll take that. That's a consolation prize.
Yes. So here's the thing. Look, even the one book, So it's really funny, right? A lot of people, I guess I'll have a little bit of a talk about the gym and its role here. A lot of people, when they think about the gym, go like, oh yeah, no, Zeon gets all the variants, right? And like, you don't get like all these gym variants. But in reality... There's actually not just a lot of gym variants, but there's a lot of gym variants that are weird. Whereas when you're talking Zaku variants, right? Sure, there's like four high mobility types, but a lot of them are pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Talking about them isn't too big a deal. But when I talk about these gyms, I started realizing, fuck, a lot of these like start altering the shape completely. And then when you start including like the game variants, I think in reality, the gym actually has a lot more variation going for it in mm-hmm. a way.
Well, I mean,
like, even compared to a Zaku.
I mean, it's because Zeon got multiple mobile suits, right?
Yeah.
And
whereas the Federation just has the gym.
Right. I mean, if you add up all the variants of the Zaku 1 and 2 and the Gelgoog and the Gion and, you know, like all those machines, I'm sure it'll be more. But just any one machine can't possibly compete with a gym for variants.
Yeah, I never even... I it's funny because in my head I used to be like, huh... I wonder why the gym has two separate books for the Master Archive series. And now I'm like starting to realize, this is why you had to have two books when even the Zaku only had one book. Because, goddamn. And, yeah, I'm going to just do... We'll do a gym part two, and we will just cover all the gyms that we didn't cover here. I hope I don't regret these words.
I will leave open the door... That you might have to, we might have to do a gym part three. If we get way in, and you're flagging, I will allow you that out.
I'm thinking about it. I'm actually thinking that a gym part two. I don't think it'll be as long as this one because this one we actually covered most significant variants. The gym two and the gym three don't quite have the amount of variants, so I think a gym part two would actually probably run maybe an hour to an hour 30 again, but no more than that. I don't think it would be longer than this. In my opinion.
Well, I guess we'll see.
I'm not counting Jigen's in one.
Yeah, but are you counting the Thunderbolt version? Are you counting the underground type? We could... Anyway.
Look, Six, I have confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But... All right. Six, where can people find you online?
Oh, you beat me to it. All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar, SAXDETTMAR. You can find my work at ScanlingMedia.com or Patreon.com/ScanlingMedia. Also, folks, my DMs are open on Twitter. My DMs are open on Discord. If you want to get on the list of suits that are requested for us to cover, you just DM me and I'll put you on there. You can have more than one. I'm allowing two per person. I was thinking we would roll it today for our second episode, but listen.
Well,
I was willing to be on here for like 5 hours. Dylan understandably was not, especially because we're recording much later than usual.
How about this? Maybe we can still do the second episode. I just don't want to talk about gems for another
hour. Okay. All right. I'll accept this offer. Dylan, where can people find you?
You can find me at twitter.com, at lowpolyrobot. That's me.
All right, fantastic. And
just had the cursed thought that we could theoretically, if we do the second gem part, I could make it about the Hazel just to torture you, because that is technically a Gem Quell variant. But then I realized that would be a Pyrrhic victory, because I'd still have to be talking about other gems for another hour and 30 minutes. So, you know.
Yeah.
Can't go with that.
So thanks Hazel for joining us. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And until next time, we are Federation Hooligans. Peace.
I'm not.
No, you just talked about the gym for an hour and a half. You super are. Amuro, furi mukanai de, uchū no kanata ni kagayaku hoshi wa. Amuro, omae no umareta furusato da. 覚えているかい少年の日のことを温かいぬくもりの中で目覚めた朝をアムロ振り向くなアムロ男は涙を見せぬもの見せぬものただ明日へと明日へと永遠